This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women. Also to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and how about everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country, thanking you for keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks that are out there right now that are doing their work. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And make sure you like the page. And then while you're there, jump in the chat room and have a conversation with us. All right. Well, we're going to start this hour with the national anthem because Ron Edwards has got the morning off.
As we take a moment with our friends at Mission Barbecue to honor our country with the national anthem.
Oh,
versions ever of the national anthem done right here in Tampa during a Super Bowl game, and I remember seeing that on television, just like a lot of other people did. I wasn't down in Tampa at the time when that happened, but I'll tell you what, it was really, really heartfelt by the whole country. Now, I've been watching all night long what's been going on in Minneapolis. And I've got a friend that's up there, George. That's where my syndicator is, so they're giving me upfront, top-of-the-line information. And George was telling me early on that the National Guard had been activated, and I did see pictures of the National Guard finally around the 3rd Precinct Police Station, reinforcing the state troopers that were there, and the Minneapolis police that were there, and they're out doing a bunch of calls. Now, what's been going on all night is the situation in Minneapolis went from bad to worse very quickly. The protests became a revolt, a riot, and arsonists emerged from everywhere. About an hour and 10 minutes or so ago, I had a live video streaming on the official Captain's America Third Watch page. We watched a vehicle drive up to a business, had a Molotov cocktail, threw it at the business, caught the building on fire, and away they went. But this has been going on all night long. In addition, there's been at least one person killed, shot and killed. And also, there's been a bunch of armed vigilantes that have been roaming the city as well. Now, by vigilantes, I mean they've been out there trying to help people with their businesses and their homes and this, that, and the other. And that's created some problems, as you might well imagine. But basically, since this George Floyd's death, Minneapolis has become another Ferguson, another Baltimore. There have been fires all over the downtown section of Minneapolis. The one that started, of course, was in the AutoZone parts store, but they looted that, and then they set fire to it, and then they was just... And you talk about looting, we're not talking about people just going in, because there was a few earlier pictures about people going in with shopping carts and bringing out a TV or two or that sort of thing. No, no. We're talking about people that took their cars and their trucks and their vans and backed up to the front door of stores, busted the store's windows open, went inside and cleaned the store out and loaded everything in the back of their vehicles. That's what we're talking about. That's not just looting. That is downright grand larceny. And it was happening over and over and over and over and over again all night long. Now, Eric, I see you on the phone line, but I got to go to break. And when I come back, I'll bring you up. You'll be the first one up, so I'm going to talk to you during the break. But Minneapolis is burning. It's turned into a situation. The National Guard's out on the streets, too. We'll just see what happens.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And you know, Tampa Bay and the state of Florida is open for business, and now is the time to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan, because between incredible factory incentives, 0% financing on all new vehicles, and rock-bottom pricing on pre-owned, you'll save big at Moss Nissan. Plus, when you go there, tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get another $500 off, but tell them right away. Don't wait till the end. It doesn't work that way. Tell them when you go in there, and you know you're going to get your $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. Now, and the rest is assured that when you visit the showroom, you can feel safe knowing the proper precautions have been taken, including frequent sanitizing of the high-touch surfaces, and social distancing is taken seriously in compliance with the CDC guidelines there, too. And Moss Nissan provides OmniShield antimicrobial treatment as part of your Moss Care maintenance package. Now, you feel safer at home? Fine. You can shop, finance, and schedule delivery at mossnissan.com. Finally, if you're a doctor, a nurse, a first responder, active duty military, or a veteran, you get 20% off all your service work. You also in the shop, and you also get free valet service, complimentary cleaning and sanitizing of your vehicle using OmniShield at no charge to you. So, Moss Nissan, check them out. Tampa, 11001 North Florida Avenue, Newport Richey, U.S. 19 at State Route 54, and in Crystal River, U.S. 19. Stop on by. MossNissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, we've got our friend Eric over in Seminole. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick regarding what's going on up in Minnesota, Minneapolis area, and others have said this, and I completely agree. This was allowed to happen, and it's almost as if it's being encouraged to happen. And by that, I mean there's probably, in my opinion, there's tacit support from elected officials to let this go on. You got Ileana, Representative Omar up there.
That's her district.
Right, absolutely. So, and it's been joked about it. People call that, you know, jokingly, little Mogadishu up there, and that by any means necessary, they're going to attempt, people will attempt to, how should I say, force their views on others. Now, it's tragic that Mr. Lloyd had succumbed to police, being accosted by police and placed under arrest. You know, I wasn't there. No one was there that understood any pre-existing tension that may have been going on and whatnot. Now, relating this with Rodney King. Now, remember, Rodney King, there's only so many seconds or, you know, a couple, maybe even a minute worth of video release, which, you know, back in the set forth the conflagration we saw in Los Angeles. But once the rest of the video came out, that there was extenuating circumstances, so that maybe this, you know, I don't necessarily agree with beating somebody in the back of their legs, you know, as far as trying to, again, situation dictates escalation of force, rules of engagement. I understand that. I can sympathize with that. But as we saw in Baltimore with the old Freddie Gray incident back in the day several years ago, you know, for whatever happened, they wanted the heads of the cops and this, that, and the other. And the mayor said, let them riot. Let it go. So Baltimore burned. Okay, again, Baltimore burned. Back in the 1960s, you had stuff going on. You were involved with the stuff in Detroit. I heard stories about Washington, D.C.
We were shot at.
Right, roger that. Understood. Yep. In Washington, D.C. in the late 60s, there were tanks on the mall, and parts of Washington, D.C. burned. And the federal government said, you know what? You burned it down. It's yours. You keep it. And back when I was a teenager driving around, you could still see the burned-out brick-and-mortar buildings that were burned out from the 1960s. So my point in all this is that I feel that people are trying to get something going. They tried to get something going with the Ahmaud Arbery case down there in Georgia.
Right.
And as they're, oh, he was just jogging, he was just doing this. Well, as it's come out, those gentlemen, you know, would I have done what they did? Nah, maybe not necessarily going, you know, affect a citizen's arrest. But they were within every bound of the law, to include even being on the phone with 911 as it was taking place. And God, the late Mr. Arbery decided to lunge at someone with a shotgun in a downward position. So was he shot or did he pull it against somebody's trigger finger that was on the trigger? You follow where I'm going with this?
I do.
So it's almost a conflagration, a concerted effort to, foment and create hate and discontent because the excuses are going to, and this is my opinion, the excuses are going to be, well, they were cooped up, you know, it was an injustice, and there's, you know, certain situations, but hardly anyone's heard about the Alzheimer's patients in the rest homes, I believe it's in Michigan, I could be mistaken, that were, you know, the kid was beating them because, for whatever reason, of his supremacist attitude towards, you know, elderly people. And it's not the first time. There's other, you know, things that are going on that don't make the news because it doesn't fit a narrative that supports, in my opinion, that supports the, for lack of a better word, I'm just going to call it the establishment now, but the establishment narrative that we are a bad people. We are a bad country.
Let me run this by you. First of all, you've heard of Black Lives Matter, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm going to start out with L.A., then I'm going to move back to Detroit, and I'm going to do this for a reason. Yesterday afternoon, there was a counter-protest similar to what was going on, but it was not violent. It was by Black Lives Matter, and they shut down Highway 101 in Los Angeles in the middle of the rush hour. Okay.
I'm tracking on that.
Yeah. You know. Now, they blocked the whole road off and shut it down. Now, in the meantime, at the same time, when they started out with this protest and the reporters were walking around interviewing the people, I heard the name of the group Black Lives Matter several times. But I started to watch the people that were infiltrating towards the back. Do you remember what the people with Antifa looked like with their black masks and all that stuff?
Yes, understood. Roger.
They were there. They were in that crowd. And when I started to see that, I thought to myself, I went, uh-oh, this isn't going to work.
You know what's going to break loose. Yes,
and it did, because they started throwing rocks, they started throwing bottles, and then they started, the cops were firing the rubber bullets back, and the people that, of course, were up front were getting hit. One guy, he says, I'm just standing here holding the sign, look, they hit me right here, look, and they did. And he was just standing there holding the sign. But, you know, you're part of the group when somebody starts doing something behind you, and then he says, well, I didn't see anybody throwing any rocks. Well, he never turned around to look.
I understood, Roger, that agent provocateurs, they come in and start the malarkey. Okay,
but What's the first thing you think about when they go in and they rifle a liquor store?
It's not about justice.
It's not about the liquor either. It's about what they're going to do later when they're going to come back and make a Molotov cocktail and throw it through somebody's window.
Sure, but, you know, and you got
that's where my mind went with that one.
That is totally, completely valid, and wouldn't be surprised. But then you also get a little go-go juice going if you catch my drift.
Yeah, yeah. It's the incentive. And then they set that car, that AutoZone place on fire. And then it was just a chain reaction. It was just like right down the street, right down the block, setting cars on fire, throwing Molotov cocktails through businesses, setting on the, getting the Target store going. Go ahead.
And you had mentioned that it had expanded past the quote unquote city limits in
Crosby. It did. It went out across 35W. My friend who's in Burnsville, Minnesota, he said, I just had one of my buddies that's a tow truck driver that just told me they're out beyond 35W, which is a good 3 to 5 miles from downtown.
Okay, roger that. So follow this logic. Back in Milwaukee, several years ago, there was an incident that involved a man being placed under arrest. I don't remember all the particulars, but the sister had come out and had said, don't riot here. Don't do this here. Don't burn us down.
Right.
And CNN cut it off. And then the rest of the quotation was, take it out to the neighborhoods. Take it to their neighborhoods. So it's almost reminiscent of the late 80s, early 90s, South Africa. Now, follow me on this.
Uh-huh.
There is police brutality, there is racism, yada, yada. I totally understand it. But the only pictures that were produced were when non-black African police officers were engaging, rioting, and this, that, and the other. But yet they were being done by the same black African police officers to those people that were rioting. But everyone only saw what they wanted you to see. And I'm not saying it goes, stating the obvious here, but that, as I say, they're out of the tens of thousands of police interactions every day, they're going to focus on this one. Now, I'm not saying it's not correct. The guy shouldn't be justice served. But if you pay it, in my opinion, if people pay attention, it's never good enough justice.
Yeah.
They want them placed under arrest. Well, there is an arrest warrant out for that police officer, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if he's been taken into custody yet or whatever. Those police officers were fired as soon as the department found out about it.
Yeah,
roger that, sir. And we can go about this all night. I just thank you for taking my call. Thanks for the G2 and Semper Fi, sir.
All right, thank you. And that's Eric in Seminole. And, of course, Eric's been paying attention to what's been going on. He's been listening to my broadcast since this first started and went south earlier tonight. Right after we started the show, they started burning down Minneapolis. And, I mean, they got right to it. I'll be right back with an update. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has released a video marking a grim U.S. milestone.
There are moments in our history so grim, so heartrending, that they're forever fixed in each of our hearts. Shared grief. Today is one of those moments. 100,000 lives have now been lost to this virus here in the United States alone.
He blamed a portion of the deaths on the Trump administration, saying the president should have enacted social distancing much sooner.
According to a study done by Columbia University, if the administration had acted just 1 week earlier to implement social distancing and do what it had to do, just 1 week sooner, as many as 36,000 of these deaths might have been averted.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back and better than ever. Saturday and Sunday this week, May 30th and 31st, they'll be at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds down there in Port Charlotte. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows is well known for their modern and up-to-date gun shows and tactical equipment, and also the knives that they have, the antiques that they have, the antique weapons and sabers and that sort of thing. Trade-ins are always welcome, and I'll tell you what, this week, they'll be in Port Charlotte. Next week, June 6th and 7th, they'll be at the Midreg Hall in Largo. And the following week, June 13th and 14th, they'll be at Robarts Arena in Sarasota, Florida. Now, I will be there in Sarasota. I will be there in Largo. And I'll be there Saturday only at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds in Port Charlotte. So stop on by. Say howdy, howdy. I'll have some free stuff I'll be handing out to you, like I always do. And make sure that you take a look at what they have there. Now, they will be practicing the CDC guidelines and following the rules there with the six-foot intervals and all that stuff. The vendors will be wearing masks. You don't have to, but the vendors will be. And you'll be able to get whatever you need to get there in the way of guns and outdoor equipment and ammunition and bows and arrows and fishing supplies and a couple of other surprises in there, all outdoor related for you to see. So there you go. Now let's go to the telephone line real quick here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Liberal Larry. I'm coming out of Brandon going to East Tampa.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, Yeah, I'm in Dade City. That's where I live. But when you go down to the gun show this weekend, Fort Charlotte's a little too far away from me.
Yep.
Keep your eyes open if they have bulk ammo deals, because Largo's not that far. I know you got that one coming up.
Right. All right.
But, I was just going to say, Matt, you're talking about putting these people in jail forever, that firefighters and police get killed, you know, because of the fires.
Yep.
I wouldn't hold your breath because Keith Ellison is their attorney general.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So my advice to America is on the when you go and you vote, you know, I mean, Trump is a given, but you got to start voting these people out at the local and state level, because it is a problem, especially with these judges, too. We got to get rid of these people.
You're right.
On a lower level. That's a big problem right now.
Yep. You are so right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, just keep your eyes out for the bulk ammo deals and let us know, because I've been looking for bulk ammo, but I haven't been to a show since all this started. So, I mean, I don't know what to expect. The ammo skyrocketed.
Yeah, I know. This is the first one that's starting up, too. Two Guys Gun Show. It's the first one back.
Yeah, just keep your eyes open and see what it looks like.
All right, I will, and I'll let you know on Monday.
All right, sounds good, Matt.
All right, take care. Liberal area, our friend out there, chucking away. Now, let me just tell you about Minneapolis, because, again, I've got one eye on the television and one eye on the news, the wires that are here. But thugs, I mean thugs, thieves, criminals, took to the streets of Minneapolis last night. The protesters that were there stuck around for a little while, and you had to know what was going to happen, because when I saw the Antifa masks show up behind the front row, I said to myself, boy, there's going to be trouble. And they were there to riot. They were there to loot. They were there to burn. They were there to attack police. They took advantage of a horrible incident as an excuse to be violent. We knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. We talked about it, Denise Simon and I. Monday night, we talked about it. When they first got out there and protested. And they attacked police cars in this Black Lives Matter protest in Los Angeles. Busted the back windshield out of a California Highway Patrol car and jumped onto the car, and the trooper took off to get out of the way. One of the guys fell off the car and got indirectly run over by the car. And his compadre that was behind him, the other trooper, tried to pull up to try to help him. And then they attack his car, and then he had to drive off and get out of the way. That's California. And they, in Minneapolis, they looted a Target in Minnesota. Now, they didn't just loot a Target in Minnesota. They had vehicles in the parking lot. They were carrying out stuff, and they were loading it in the back, in the trunks of the vehicles, in the backs of trucks, in the back of vans, you name it. You talk about stocking stuff up, they were stocking stuff up. Because the Target had locked their doors. That's what they thought was going to help them. Didn't work. And then they burned an AutoZone after they went through and ransacked that place. And took selfies in front of the fire, in front of the store. Hey, look what we did. I'm telling you. And then they even tried to rob a bank. A Wells Fargo bank. They busted open the door, busted open the window, went into the bank. They weren't going to get anything. Tripped the burglar alarm and all that stuff, and out they went. But in the meantime, a business next door to it, very close by, they had a safe in there. And they busted into there, and the safe was on wheels. And they actually were pushing the safe down the parking lot, across the street. You could see all of that going on while this was taking place. And then, of course, the thugs directly attacked the police department by throwing rocks, by throwing bottles, by throwing whatever. And some civilians with firepower provided a tobacco store with protection from looters that were in the area. And a Pawn Star owner, who stayed behind in his store, shot a looter. Nobody bothered him after that, but he shot a looter. And meanwhile, the police lost total control of the situation. And again, you had to know what was going to happen. This was no different than Ferguson. This was no different than Baltimore. This was no different than Detroit. This was no different than Atlanta and other places over the years. They just let them do what they wanted. Wrong answer. Now, I will say this. The Minnesota governor called up the National Guard. Now, it took them a while to get there. The National Guard just didn't show up, you know, right away. But had that been me, and I knew there was going to be trouble, and you had to know it, I would have had the National Guard standing by. Would have had them standing by instead of having to call them in, have them come in, gear up, and do whatever they need to do, and then away they went. Now, that's just me talking. Obviously, they didn't do it. Now, part of the problem here is you're talking about a Democratic mayor, a Democratic governor, and as Liberal Larry just pointed out, you're talking about an attorney general, Keith Ellison. You know, he's the one that took his, when he ran for Congress, he took his oath of office on a Koran. Sure. So let me just say this. You got three strikes against you to begin with if you think you're going to get any justice there. And, yeah, Christine's saying, good for the pawn shop owner for protecting his store. You betcha. You betcha. And we did have, and by the way, the media's calling them armed vigilantes. They weren't armed vigilantes. They were business people protecting their businesses, for God's sake. Here we go again with the fake news. Armed vigilantes. That makes it sound like an insurrection, doesn't it? I guess they're going to sell newspapers that way. But again, it's going to be daylight in a couple hours. You're going to be able to see from the air the smoldering remains of some of the stores that they burnt. But it didn't just stop downtown. And, I mean, they burnt cars. They had debris they threw in the street. They set fires in the middle of the street. They busted into anywhere that they could figure out that they could bust into and try to steal stuff. Telephone stores, the cell phone stores. Nothing left in them. Nothing. Ransacked. And they were backing their cars up. They were backing their trucks up to the front door and just loading everything they could possibly put in the vehicle and away they went. How do you like that? Now, those were the ones where there wasn't somebody in there waiting for them, defending themselves. But it's going to be a mess, and we'll see what happens there. Again, Democratic governor, Democratic mayor. Oh, and a congresswoman? Ilhan Omar. God forbid. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Beach and boating forecast coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And here we go. Today, Thursday, we'll have some isolated showers and thunderstorms in the area, especially in the afternoon. It'll be partly sunny. The winds will be out of the southwest, anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a light chop most of the day, 1 to 2 feet. The Gulf water temperature stands at 81 degrees. The bay water temperature at 82. We had our low tide earlier at 1:28 a.m. And our high tide is coming at 5:56 this afternoon. Now, the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water.
Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time, too, out on the water with your friends and family as you sun sanitize. Now, I've known about Freedom Boat Club since 1989, and if you've had to scratch your plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation this summer or the RV trip across the country or whatever, why not invest the money you've got left from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership? Now you can enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long in doing that. And the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So give them a call. 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, that's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, 213 locations across the country, and for a limited time you get 1 month free on your membership and $1,000 off the one-time initiation fee. 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM. Lee chimed in and said, and we wonder why these communities are food deserts, no jobs. Who in their right mind would ever want to open a business there? Good point. Somewhere Obama and Holder are smiling. Well, maybe they are, maybe they're not, because this isn't funny when people get killed. You know, the thing that started it, let's put it that way. It's just not funny. And then for somebody to go out there. And by the way, did you see the guy interviewed on Fox that showed up with the long gun on and a rifle, or I mean a pistol slapped on his hip? And he says, when he got asked about the weapon, he said, well, how come you're down here with your weapon? Oh, I'm Second Amendment and it's none of your business and this, that, and the other. And he just gave one of those things. But, you know, still, fanning the flames. But the guys, and by the way, he wasn't a business owner. He just showed up. Now, he was, in fact, in that particular case, what they were talking about, a vigilante that was roaming around. But the business owners, to call the business owner that was there that defended his business when a looter came in and he shot the looter, that's not a vigilante. That's protecting your property, protecting your business. Whole different story. And it ended right there, by the way, when he shot the looter. But we have to keep in mind that this country, this beautiful, great United States of America, is being run into oblivion by the powers that be on the other side of the aisle. It's not conservatives. It's not Republicans that are doing this. It's the George Soros of the world and the people that believe in the Coward Piven strategy. This is still, and we heard Obama say it when he got elected, I'll never forget it as long as I live, the fundamental transformation of America. And we heard Biden say it when he got in it. We heard Biden say it. We've heard other Democrats say it. We heard James Clyburn say it, the congressman from South Carolina. These people believe in this stuff. We don't. And people need to wake up. They really need to wake up to what's going on right in front of them, in plain sight. You're being duped. You're being led down a gilded path. And if you don't think what's going on in Minneapolis couldn't happen right there where you're sitting right now in your town, you're wrong. It can. It can. Because all it takes is something like this shooting, or I'm sorry, this officer, these four officers that did what they did. And yeah, police brutality, I would call it that. I've seen a lot of things happen, but I don't think I've ever seen a cop spend 6 minutes choking a guy with his knee in his neck. I've never seen that. I've seen cops beat up people. I've seen with either a nightclub or with their fists. I've seen cops bounce people off walls. That sort of thing. But I've never seen that. Not to say it's right, because it wasn't. And I'm assuming that he'll be charged. The officer that did it, the other ones will be charged as accessories because they didn't do anything. And the other thing is where were the commanders? Where was the corporal? Where was the sergeant that should have been in charge? I didn't see anybody. So, and by the way, this guy probably did get a little mouthy with him and all that sort of stuff. But still, you know, you don't do what we saw done. Now, before I move on, I want to tell everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, remember, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores who don't, and they do. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck, that's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. Shoot the horn at him, and he'll wave back at you. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, and McIntosh in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to love it. And you might get some of that free pastry in the back room, too. Now, let's talk about a little how we solve this problem that we seem to be facing in America today. First of all, Minneapolis is a blue city. In a blue state. And you people that are listening to me right now up in Minnesota, in Minneapolis proper, and George, I'm talking to you, the leader of the pack up there. You need to get it right this time. You need to vote the people out that have been creating this farce that you now find yourself in. It's not going to change until you change the people that created the problem to begin with. If you can't figure out in a blue state that you're going backwards instead of forwards, then shame on you. 1,000 people a day from New York are showing up in Texas. You think they're showing up there because the sun shines bright in the Lone Star? No. They're showing up there because, number one, there's no state income tax. Number two, because you can put a gun on your hip and walk right down the main street of Dallas, Texas, if you want to do that. They have open carry. And number three, they have jobs. So that's why they're doing what they're doing there. Now, keep in mind, Florida is the same way. The same way. We have jobs. We have people that are coming here. We have a lot of opportunities. But again, the simplest way to take control of the situation is to vote the people out that created the problem to begin with in the blue states, where you're sitting there right now twiddling your fingers, either locked down or you can't go to the park or you can't do this or you can't do that. Get rid of them. All right. I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This has been a very busy night. You're going to hear everything we talked about tonight on the air in the next hour or two. Mark my words. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.